going to discuss about Vasudev Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I haven't done that. I did?
Yeah.
I have. I decided to speak on Vasudev Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because he was the first person to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he appeared in Jagannath Puri. Where are the others? Where is... Oh, I see. I see. They're all right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he told his mother, Sachi Devi, that he would stay in Jagannath Puri. And so he came to Jagannath Puri, and along with him was Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, Gopinath Acharya, and I think Haridas Thakur. So here he was traveling with four associates. So when they came close to Jagannath Puri, there is a river called Athera Nala. There, Nityananda Prabhu broke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda. And Nityananda Prabhu could not tolerate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had accepted sannyas. So he broke the danda and he threw it in the river. So when Mahaprabhu got to know about that, he got very angry. And he said that you are simply creating disturbance to my sannyas. Do you think that I'm joking? I accepted sannyas. And you all are not taking it seriously. First I wanted to go to Vrindavan and Nityananda lied to me and told me that I arrived in Vrindavan when I actually came to the bank of the Ganges, and now he broke my danda. So being very annoyed with Nityananda Prabhu, transcendentally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the association. And he started to run towards Jagannath Puri. So alone, he said that he would travel alone. He would not travel with them any longer. So Mahaprabhu ran and he came to Jagannath Temple. And in Jagannath Temple, as he came into Jagannath Temple, as he saw Lord Jagannath in his transcendental ecstasy, he ran towards Jagannath to embrace him. So at that time, the guards, and they are called Podicha, the guards of the temple, they stopped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted in ecstasy. And the Podichas were about to, get rough with him. So at that time, the Shabha Pandit, the learned, the crest jewel of the scholars of the assembly of the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was there in Jagannath Temple. So he stopped the Parichas, he stopped the guards from... I don't exactly know, some say that they were about to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and some say they were about to throw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of the temple. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya stopped them. And he was so respected that they immediately listened to him. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw that this young sannyasi, he fainted in ecstasy. And in his body there was a symptom of all ecstatic symptoms. And he became very impressed, and also for a long time Mahaprabhu did not display his external consciousness. He was just lying there in his transcendental consciousness. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya finally took him to his house, carried him to his house. He was still unconscious, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw, putting some cotton wool in front of his nose, he saw that the the breathing, although there was no sign of consciousness in his body, but very softly Mahaprabhu was breathing. So from that he could understand, actually that he did in the temple, he could understand that it was the transcendental ecstasy. So he took him at home, and still there also Mahaprabhu remained unconscious. And in the meantime, Mahaprabhu's associates, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, came to Jagannath temple, and they started to inquire about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were told, yes, one young sannyasi came and fainted, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took him to his house. So then they all went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and they saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, unconscious. So they started to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And as they started to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his senses. He started shouting loudly, Krishna, Krishna. He came back to his senses. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very impressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made arrangements to feed his new guests, and he brought the Mahaprasad from Jagannath temple. Very elaborate arrangements he made, and he served them in golden plates, in gold plates. He was so opulent. Nowadays one can't even dream of it, serving prasad in gold plates. And Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that just give me the spinach and rice and give all the delicious preparations to the others. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya insisted, no, you must taste it to find out how Jagannath tasted it. So this is how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya forced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat all the delicious Jagannath prasad. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made arrangements for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in his house. He gave a room for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a guest in his house. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very great scholar. To give the background of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great scholar from Navadvip. His house was very close to Mayapur. Actually, his house was not too far from Sachimata's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's house. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in that sense, he was related to Mother Sachi. In India, the young boys and girls of the same village develop a relationship as that of brothers and sisters. So, in that respect, because they were from the same village, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya used to consider Sachimata as his sister. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to Mithila to study Naya Shastra. Naya means logic. It's one of the branches of the Vedas. And he went to study logic or Naya in Mithila, which was the seat of Naya Shastra. And there he was, actually at that time, the scholars of Mithila, the teachers of Naya Shastra in Mithila, they did not allow anyone to take the books out of Mithila. So that whoever wanted to study Naya had to go to Mithila and study there. So they wanted to have a sort of monopoly over the subject. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went, studied there, and he memorized all the scriptures. He was so brilliant that he memorized everything. And he came to Navadvip and he wrote them down and he started a school on Naya. So that's because of him, Navadvip became famous for Naya Shastra. And one of his brilliant disciple was Raghunath Shiromani, who wrote a book called Dodhiti on Naya. It was a very famous book. And it's actually because of Raghunath Shiromani that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dropped all his writings into Ganges. One day, Raghunath Shiromani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were discussing, they were just together, and Raghunath Shiromani just lamented that all that I have studied and all that I have wrote, all that I have written, will be rendered useless because of you. Because you are so brilliant, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That you are so brilliant that no one will ever bother to read my writings. So, that's why Raghunath Shiromani, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dropped his writings on the Ganges. Just to, actually it was his transcendental pastimes. And Mahaprabhu did not want to show the world what he wrote on some mundane subjects. So that's why he dropped them on the river. And so then the scholars of Mithila became very angry at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he stole the scriptures. So in order to maintain their monopoly, they actually sent people to kill Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And they came, actually these murderers came to kill Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But when they met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were so impressed that they just disclosed their plans to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, told him why they came. And they warned him also that we have changed our minds, but when they get to know that you haven't been murdered, then they'll send some others to murder you. So you better leave Navadvip and go somewhere else. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to came to Jagannath Puri, and he took shelter of the king Pratapudra, king of Orissa, King Pratapudra. To be the greatest scholar of his time, he was the greatest Vaidantic on Shankaracharya's Vedanta philosophy. He was an exponent. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started to reside in Jagannath Puri, and he took Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means to take a vow that one would not leave that dham. So he took, like Gadadhar Pandit also took Kshetra Sannyas, took a vow that he'll never leave Jagannath Puri. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, although he was a householder, but he took sannyas like that. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very humble, actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started to express his concern about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw that he was such a young sannyasi, and he was so handsome, and he was worried that he may not be able to maintain his sannyas. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just in order to please him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, please instruct me on Vedanta philosophy. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually you have made a mistake by taking sannyas at such a young age, because if you fall down as a sannyasi, it's going to be very, very dangerous. So you shouldn't have taken sannyas at such a young age. But I will teach you Vedanta. And by studying Vedanta, you will become fixed up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please do that. Please instruct me so that I don't fall down. And he said, actually I have come here to take shelter of you. You are such a great personality. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Vedanta Sutra. For 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, instructor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on Vedanta, explained Vedanta Sutra. So, on the 7th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, I have been teaching you for the last 7 days, and you are not making any comment, you are not saying anything. I cannot understand whether you appreciate what I am teaching you, whether you are understanding what I am teaching you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you see, I understand the sutras, but I cannot understand the purports that you are telling me about the sutras. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, that's very strange. I am giving the purport, I am giving the explanations so that you can understand the sutras. But you are saying that you can understand the sutras, but you cannot understand my explanation. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, you see, the Vedanta sutras are like brilliant as the sun. But just as the sun becomes covered by cloud, your purports are covering the meanings of those sutras. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very disturbed. He said, what are you talking about? You are saying that my explanations are covering the meanings of Vedanta Sutra? He said, yes, the Vedanta Sutras are self-explanatory. But you are giving imaginary meanings, imaginary explanations. You are giving the explanations that are based on your imagination. And then he explained that Sukadeva Goswami was a great scholar. He was a self-realized soul. But at a mature stage of his realization, he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. And he himself mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Atma Ramascha Munayo, that even the Atma Ramas, those who are self-satisfied due to their self-realizations, they also enjoy, they also relish this Srimad Bhagavatam, this transcendental devotional service to the Lord. So, then he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to explain that verse, Atma Ramascha Munayo. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave 13 explanations to that verse. And then he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his explanation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 64 explanations of that verse without touching any one, a single one of his explanations. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very impressed, and he realized that this personality must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Otherwise, how could He explain like that? And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that Shankaracharya is actually Lord Shiva Himself, who is a great devotee of Krishna. But in order to bewilder the demons, Lord Shiva appeared as Shankaracharya, and He gave an illusory explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was completely defeated, and he actually fell down at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the Sadbhuj, the six-armed form of Lord, two arms of Lord Krishna holding the flute, two arms of Lord Ramchandra holding the bow and arrow, and two arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding the danda and the kamandalu of a sannyasi. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered him 100 prayers, very beautiful prayers to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote many glorifications of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also wrote Sri Chaitanya Ashtakam, Sachitanaya Ashtakam. That's also a very beautiful piece of writing that says, Ujjala Barana Gauravara Deham Dilasati Niravadhi Bhava Videham Tribhuvana Bhavana Kripaya Lesham Tam Pranamamicha Sri Sachitanayam Ujjala Varana Gauravara Deham. His complexion is brilliant molten gold. Ujjala Varana Gauravara Deham Dilasati Niravadhi Bhava Videham. And in his person, there is constant display of different transcendental excesses, bhavas. Bilasati niravadhi bhava videham. Tribhuvana pavana kripaya lesham. And he delivers the three worlds, the upper, middle and lower planetary systems, just by the fraction of his mercy. Tribhuvana pavana kripaya lesham. Tam pranamamicha Sri Sachitanayam. Gada gada antara bhava vikaram durjana tarjana nada vishalam. Do you have bhakti giti? Did you bring the bhakti giti? You have it here or upstairs? Yeah, bring it. So it's a very beautiful description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gada gada antara bhava vikaram durjana tarjana nada vishalam. We'll read that. So another very beautiful writing, or actually he didn't write, these offerings came spontaneously. That shows what a brilliant personality Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was. Another piece of glorification from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is Vairag, he's describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he says, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhirja Stamaham Prabhate. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha Purana, the original personality of Godhead, has appeared in order to teach the science of renunciation, which is non-different from his devotional service. Devotional service and science of renunciation are non-different. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka. He has appeared in order to teach that science. How the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari, in the form as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kritam Budhir Jastamaham Prabhupada. He is an ocean of mercy, and I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So this is how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote many beautiful glorifications to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, very good, you got it. Now it also. Gada gada antara bhava vikaram durjana tarjana nada vishalam bhava bhava bhanjana dharana kurunam tam pranamamicha Sri Sachitanayam. His voice is choked with transcendental ecstasy, and his when he roars like a lion, then all the sinful people, they begin to shudder with fear. They begin to tremble with fear. And his mercy destroys all the fear of material bondage. I offer my humble obeisances to that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachimata. Arunam Darudhara Charu Kapolam Indu Binindita Nakhachaya Ruchiram Jalpita Nijaguna Namo Dinodam Tam Pranamamicha Sri Sachitanayam Arunam Daradhara Charu Kapolam. He wears saffron cloth of a sannyasi. The saffron has been compared to the color of the rising sun. Now, Arun is the rising sun, and Ambar means color. Arunam Bharadhara Charu Kapolam, and his beautiful face, even defeats the beauty. Indu Binindu Tanakhacharya. And the brilliance of his name defeats the brilliance of the name. Jalpita Nijaguna Namo Vinoda. And he derives pleasure by chanting his own holy name, the name of Radha Krishna. I offer my obeisances to that, Sachitanayam. Bigalita Nayano Kamula Jaladharam Bhushana Navarasho Bhava Vikaram Gatiyati Manthara Nitta Vilasham Tankranamamicha Shri Sachitanayam. Tears are flowing constantly from his lotus-like eyes. All kinds of transcendental ecstasies are the ornaments of his transcendental body. And his movement is very splendid. And his dance is wonderful. And I offer my obeisances to that son of Sachimata. Chanchala charu charanurati ruchiram manjira ramjita tadajuga madhuram chandra vimindita shitala badanam tankanamamicha shri sachitanayam. Chanchala charu charanurati ruchiram. His movement of his feet are very beautiful. And when he moves, the ankle bells in his feet makes a beautiful musical sound. And the beauty of his lotus feet is incomparable. And the beauty of his face is more cooling than the cooling effect of the moon. I offer my obeisances to that Sachitanayam. Dhrita koti doro kamundalu dandam Dibdo kalevara mundita mundam Durjana kalmasa khandana dandam Tankrana mamicha Shri Sachitanayam. He wears the kopin and bohidvash of a sannyasi. He holds a danda, a sannyastic in his hand. And his kamandalu, or clay pot, and his water pot, these are the ornaments of his transcendental body. His head is shaven, and he has accepted this danda in order to chastise the sinful people of this world. in order to deliver the sinful people of this world. I offer my obeisances to that Sachitanaya. Bhushana bhuvaja aloka balitam kampita bimba dharadara ruchiram malayaja virachita ujjala tilakam tam pranamamicha Shri Sachitanaya. His body is smeared with the dust of this earth, and his lips that are red like bimba fruit are trembling with the chanting of trembling very beautifully, and on his forehead there is the beautiful tilak mark made of malaya sandalwood. I offer my obeisances to that Sachitanayam. Nindito aruna kamala dala lochanam ajanu lambito shibhuja jugalam kalevara koishara nartaka besham tankranamamicha Shri Sachitanayam. His eyes are like red lotus flowers. His hands are long up to his knees. His body is like that of a youthful, newly youth Nabokishore. And his dress is like that of a dancer. I offer my obeisances to that son of Mother Sachi. So, this is how Sarvam Bhattacharya glorified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very fond of Chaitanya. Since then, he became very, very fond of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, Sarvam Bhattacharya was a sort of a Mayavadi before. He was an Advaitavadi, very much influenced by Shankaracharya's teachings. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to recite some verse. And in that verse, there is one line that says, Mukti Padesha Dai Bhak. See, here we have to understand the Mayavadis want liberation or mukti. So, this verse quoted that he becomes liberated, he attains mukti. So, that Sarvam Bhattacharya did not mention the word mukti. So instead, he used the word bhakti padesha dai bhag. He used the word bhakti instead of mukti, that he attains devotional service to the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, actually in the scriptures, it is mentioned in a different way. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, yes, but I decided to change it. So Mahaprabhu said, no, you can't change the scriptures. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said that my heart shrinks with fear with the sound of mukti. So that's why but when I use the word bhakti, then my heart becomes jubilant. So that's why I use the word bhakti instead of mukti. So then Mahaprabhu became very pleased and said, Sarvabhauma, I can see that Krishna has been very merciful to you and he has delivered you from all your misconceptions and he has established you in pure devotional platform. Another time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the Mangal Arati in Jagannath Puri, he took some Mahaprasad and went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just got up from his sleep. And so Mahaprabhu gave him the prasad, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, without even washing his mouth, he started to honor the Mahaprasad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what are you doing? You didn't even wash your mouth, you didn't clean yourself, and you started to eat right after getting up from your sleep. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yes, because Mahaprasad, as soon as one gets Mahaprasad, he must honor it. So Mahaprabhu said, but to clean yourself after getting up, it is an instruction of the Vedas. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, when it comes to rendering devotional service, when it comes to offering service to Krishna and honoring Mahaprasad, then all the Vedic rules and regulations can be given up. So Mahaprabhu became very, very happy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And one day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for prasad, to take prasad. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cooked many, many delicious prasadam. And the description is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He served in a big plate. There was a huge pile of rice, and that was soaked in ghee, as if the ghee was flowing from the river of ghee was flowing from the mountain of rice. And there were various different sabjis and varieties of delicious preparations on the plate. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sitting down, he was feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Amogha, was a very envious person. He actually became envious that his father-in-law was giving so much importance to the sannyasi. So he, out of his envy, he actually just commented that here's a sannyasi and why he is eating so much. Okay, see? Why this sannyasi, he is supposed to be renounced, but why he is eating, I think the Mahaprasad has come. Just turn it and open it. Yeah, yes. Okay, so now we have to honor Mahaprasad. Jagannath Prasad ki. So, So then Amoga actually got attacked by Kali. Acha thik ache. Amra ye korbo. কালকে এরকমই নিয়ে এসো, আজকে এরকম এনেছো, আর কালকে সকালে আচ্ছা থাক খেয়ে আনতে হবে না, এটাই নিয়ে এসো কালকে বিকেলে। আমোঘা দেন গট কলেরা বিকজ অফ দিস অফেন্স, এন্ড হি ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি ডাইং, হি ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি ডেড। বা চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওয়েন হি গট টু নো অ্যাবাউট দ্যাট, হি টাচড হিম অ্যান্ড They told him, Amogha, get up, get up. So Amogha came back to his senses. And he told him that the heart of a Brahmin is very pure, very soft, ottanta, very pure, ottanta nirmalai brahman hridaya. Now why did you allow the envy, chandal, to come to that purified place? So, and then Amogha, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also became a great devotee. And that shows that Mahaprabhu told that that because you are related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that's why you are very dear to me. So I will not take any offense. And Mahaprabhu forgave him and gave him, made him into a great devotee. Hare Krishna. So let's honor of trans. Spiritual master, Sannyas Guru Chaitanananda Swami, he came to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Ardine Aila Sarup Damodar Prabhur Ottanta Marmi Rasero Sagar পুরুষোত্তম আচার্য তার নাম করবার শ্রমে নবদ্বীপে ছিলাতেহ প্রভুর চরণে প্রভুর সন্ন্যাস দেখি উন্মত্ত হইয়া সন্ন্যাস গ্রহণ করিল বারাণসী গিয়া। দিস ইজ দ্য ডেসক্রিপশন দ্যাট হ্যাজ বিন গিভেন ইন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত দ্যাট স্বরূপ দামোদর ওয়াজ এ গ্রেট ডিভোটি অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ এন ওশন অফ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল মেলোস। In the previous ashram, Purvashram, his name was Purushottam Acharya, and he was in Navadvip at the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, he became mad. He became totally mad. And in his madness, he went to Banaras and he accepted sannyas. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami wrote further, পাণ্ডিত্যের অবধি বাক্য নাহি কারো সামনে। হি ওয়াজ এ গ্রেট স্কলার, হি ওয়াজ দ্য হাইট অফ স্কলারশিপ, হি ওয়াজ ওয়ান অফ দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট স্কলার্স অফ দ্য টাইম, বাট হি নেভার ইউজ টু স্পিক টু এনি ওয়ান অ্যান্ড হি ইউজ টু স্টে অ্যাট এ সলিটারি প্লেস, নির্জনের রহয়ে লোক সব নাহি জানে। হি ইউজ টু স্টে অ্যাট এ সলিটারি প্লেস অ্যান্ড নো ওয়ান কুড অ্যাকচুয়ালি রেকগনাইজ him. Many people didn't even know about his existence in Navadvip. Krishna Rasa Tattva Vetta Deho Premarup Shakhat Mahaprabhur Ditiya Sharup. He was an exponent of Krishna consciousness, and his body was made of love of Krishna. And he was the personification of the second manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Grantha shlok geet keho prabhu kashe ane sharup parikha koine prabhu tahashune. Whenever somebody used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with some writings and wanted to read it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of a book or verse or song, then Sharup Damodar used to study it first. He used to check it first. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha Are Rasa Bhash Shulirena Hai Prabhu Chittere Ullash. If there is some contradictory statement to devotional service in those writings, and if there is Rasa Bhash, Rasa Bhash means? Distortion of the mellows. What Madan Gopal was saying is called, what's that called? When different mellows mix. Adverse mellows, or contradictory mellows. Vasubhanga. Huh? No, not really. Vasubhanga means breaking of rasa. No, that is a special expression. Anyway, so if there are some discrepancies in the writing, in the form of expression of the mellows, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be unhappy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be displeased. So that's why Sharup Damodar used to read everything first. Atare Sharup Goshai Tare Kare Parikhan. So that's why Sharup Damodar Goswami used to check everything. Shuddha hai jodi prabhure karan shravan. Only if the writing was pure, then only he used to read it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vidyapati Chandidas Shri Gita Govinda Eitin Gita Karan Prabhur Ananda. And Sharup Damodar Goswami used to recite from Vidyapati's writing, Chandidas's writing, and Gita Govinda. That is written by Sri Jayadev. These are the three great poets, Vaishnava poets, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vidyapati, Chandidas, and Jayadev. So, Sharup Damodar used to recite and sing those their writings. Shastre Brihaspati. Sharup Damodar was a great musician, as I was telling yesterday, and most of Mahaprabhu's associates were great musicians. So, Sharup Damodar was a great musician. He was like a Gandharva in singing. And Shastre Brihaspati. And in his knowledge about scriptures, he was like Brihaspati. Do you know who is Brihaspati? Who is Brihaspati? He is the guru of the demigods. And he is the greatest scholar in scriptures. Damodar Shamuar Nahi Mahamati. There was no one as great as Sharup Damodar. Advaita Nityananda Param Priyajan Advaita Nityananda Param Priyatamo Shivashadi Bhaktaganir Hai Pran Shamo. He was very, very dear to Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he was the life and soul of devotees like Shivash Pandit. So, when Sharup Damodar returned from Benares and came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually lamented very much. He said, "My Lord, I made a mistake. I went away, I took sannyas. But now, I have come back to your lotus feet. So you please accept me." And when he returned, He actually offered prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very beautiful shloka. The shloka reads like, Hela dhunito khedaya vishodaya prammini damodaya sammachhastra vivadaya rasodaya cittar pitan madaya shashar bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurja marjadaya shri chaitanya dayanidhe tabodaya bhuya damandodaya. O my Lord, O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, very easily removes all the unhappiness from the hearts of living entity, and in his mercy there is complete purity, and in his mercy, from his mercy, the supreme joy becomes manifest. And due to that, all kinds of arguments based on scriptures becomes eradicated, and by showering the transcendental mellows, it causes madness in the hearts of devotees, that all auspicious kindness or mercy, let that all auspicious mercy, which is the reservoir of all sweetness, appear in my heart. Then when Sharad Damodar offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and told him that today I actually had a dream that you would come. And I am very happy that you have come. I feel very, very joyful that you have come. Just as a blind man feels after he gets his vision, I am feeling the same way after getting you. And then Sharad Damodar Goswami said, my Lord, please forgive me that leaving you, I went away to some other place. Tomar charone mor nahi prem lesh, toma chhari papi mui gelu onno desh, mui toma charilo, tumi more na charila, kripa pash golay bandhi charone anila. I do not have an iota of love for your lotus feet. That's why sinful I, leaving you, went to some other place. Although I rejected you, although I gave you up, but you did not reject me. With the rope of mercy around my neck, you brought me back to your lotus feet. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, he embraced Sharad Damodar again and said that Krishna is very merciful, and mercifully he brought you back to me. You are a great wealth that I lost, but Krishna made me regain that lost wealth. And Sharad Damodar Goswami used to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time, especially in Mahaprabhu's Antalila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. So for 24 years he was in Mayapur, and then after taking sannyas, he went to travel to South India and Vrindavan. So he traveled for 6 years. And then, for 18 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. These 18 years in Jagannath Puri are known as Mahaprabhu's Antalila, or final pastimes. So when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri for these last 18 years, then Sharad Damodar Goswami was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as Srimati Lalita Devi always used to stay with Srimati Radharani, similarly, Sharad Damodar Goswami always stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was further used to say actually that Sharad Damodar Goswami was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sharad Damodar wrote his diary. All the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was noted down by Sharad Damodar in his diary. And Chaitanya Charitamrita was actually based on the diary of Sharad Damodar and the diary of Murari Gupta. These two persons wrote diaries on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. So Sharad Damodar was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When devotees from Bengal used to go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sharad Damodar Goswami used to receive them and he used to make arrangements for the accommodation. Sometimes Sharad Damodar also used to offer them, serve them prasad. This is how he was always taking care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affairs. And when Ramananda Roy came and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he and Sharad Damodar became very close friends. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant Hare Krishna congregationally with devotees during the day, and at night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to discuss about Radha Krishna in an intimate association. And that used to consist of Sharad Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Shikhi Mahiti, and Shikhi Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi. So these were the three and a half personalities. Three personalities are the Sharad Damodar, Ramananda Roy, and Shikhi Mahiti, and half is Madhavi Devi. So, and Sharad Damodar was always taking care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when Mahaprabhu in his later pastimes, just before withdrawing his pastimes in separation from Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to behave like a madman. Like, sometimes Mahaprabhu used to in separation from Krishna, he used to rub his face and nose on the wall. And his whole face would get scratched from that. And Sharad Damodar used to stop him from doing that. Sometimes Sharad Damodar and Govinda used to lock Mahaprabhu up in the room in Gambhira. We'll go there tomorrow. The place where Mahaprabhu used to stay in Jagannath Puri. It's a very small room. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run away from the room. They would lock up the room they would sleep outside the door. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run away. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away and they started to look for Mahaprabhu. And then they found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Goshala of Jagannath Temple. Behind the Jagannath Temple is the Goshala, the cows' barn, where the cows are kept. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, unconscious, and the cows were licking his body. And Mahaprabhu developed kurma root, like his arms and legs just entered into his body. In acute separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu developed that mood, that transcendental mood. And another time, so then Sharad Damodar actually found him and brought him back to the room. Another time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Dibba Unmadana, in his transcendental madness, he would always think that he was in Vrindavan. And the slight provocation would make him feel that he was in Vrindavan. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was near the beach, and in the there is some forest of various trees, and there all of a sudden he saw Krishna. And he ran, but Krishna disappeared. And he became like mad and started to cry, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Where are you?" कहाँ जाओ कहाँ पाओ ब्रजेंद्र नंदन, ब्रजेंद्र नंदन बिना फाटे मोर मन। Where shall I get Brajendra Nandan Krishna? Where can I find Brajendra Nandan Krishna? Without Krishna, my heart is cracking. My heart is breaking. Then Mahaprabhu would see the sand dune on the beach, and he would mistake that to be Giri Govardhan. And he would run towards Giri Govardhan, thinking that it was Vrindavan and he was in Giri Govardhan. Then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the ocean to be Jamuna. And thinking that ocean to be Jamuna, he jumped into Jamuna and lost his consciousness. And his body was swept away by the waves. And Sharup Damodar and Govinda and others started to look for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They couldn't find him anywhere. And they were in great anxiety, what happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they started walking along the beach, and then they came to Konark. Konark is about 22 kilometers from Puri along the beach. There's another sun temple there, and there they found some fishermen. They actually started behaving like madmen. So they asked the fishermen what happened. So the fisherman said that he was fishing in the ocean, and once he thought that he caught a very big fish, but when he pulled the fish up and drew the net, then he found that it was not a fish, it was a man. So as soon as he touched the man, he realized that it was not a man, it was actually a ghost. And the ghost possessed him, and he became mad. So Sharup Damodar suspected that something, that madness was some special madness, because in his madness he was simply chanting Hare Krishna. So he asked him, where is that ghost? And then they found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the beach. But his body became very long, like all the joints of his body, all the bones loosened, and his body became very long, very big. So then they started to chant Hare Krishna, and Mahaprabhu came back to his senses. So this is how Sharup Damodar was always in anxiety, trying to protect Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Sharup Damodar also left this planet. And when Raghunath Das came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Sharup Damodar. So Sharup Damodar Goswami is considered to be the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he used to be called as Sharuper Raghunath, Raghunath of Sharup Damodar. And actually our parampara, the link right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sharup Damodar. And Sharup Damodar, Tudupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then Raghunath Das Goswami, then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So this is our line. So Sharup Damodar Goswami is the immediate link after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our disciplic succession. And many of the glorifications of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are actually written by Sharup Damodar Goswami, that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami included in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drishavani Vashadho. Three main verses describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity are actually composed by Sharup Damodar Goswami. The first one is Anarpita Charin Chirat Karunayavatirna Kalau Samarpayito Munnato Jala Rasam Shabhakti Sriyam Hari Purato Sundaro Duti Kadamba Sundipito Sada Hridayo Kandare
Shrutu Varsachinandana. That is a revelation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. And who else but Sharad Damodar and Lalita Devi could reveal that? That is, Anarpita Charing Chirat Karunayavatirna Kalo. In order to bestow the mercy, bestow the gift that has never been given before, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord, has appeared in the age of Kali. And what is that? That is His own devotional service in the most elevated mellow of Madhurya Ras. Samarpayito munnato ujjala rasam shabhakti sriyam hari purata sundaro duti kadanda sandipita.
Krishna, Hari, whose complexion is dark, has appeared in this age with a molten golden complexion. Purata sundaro duti kadanda sandipita. Sada hridaya kandare sfuratu varsachinandana. Let that son of Mother Sachi become manifest eternally in your heart. Then the next one is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rashmad Ekat Manugapi Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoutau Chaitanakham Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Chaikamaptam Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitam Naomi Krishna Sharupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti. Srimati Radharani is the manifestation of Krishna's loving, pleasure-giving potency. Pranaya Vikriti Ladini. The manifestation of Ladini Shakti, which is the giver of pleasure to Krishna in the form of transcendental love affairs. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asma Dekat Manu Gopi Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoutau. In the past, although they are one, Radha and Krishna are one, became two, in two persons. They manifested in two bodies, although they are one. Radha and Krishna are one, but they became separate in two different bodies. Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoutau Chaitanakham Prakata Madhuna. Now, they have become one again. Radha and Krishna have become one again, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Krishna has appeared with the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani. Now it's not that Radharani's complexion and mood are something different from Radharani. Actually Radharani is Mahabhav Sharupini Radharani. So, she is the personification of Mahabhav. So, when the Bhav is taken by Krishna, then Radharani is what is left of Radharani. That is, Radharani in totality is in Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Regarding that, a very wonderful example has been given that a cloth is made out of threads. When the threads are woven together, then it becomes cloth. Now, if all the threads are taken away, will there be any cloth left? Similarly, Radharani is a manifestation of Mahabhav. So, if the Bhav is taken away, then what is left of Radharani? Just as when all the threads are taken away, there is no more cloth left, the whole entire cloth is there with the thread. Similarly, when Radharani's bhav is taken away by Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is nothing left of Radharani. That means Radharani in her totality is in the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Radha Bhavad Duti Shugalitam, Krishna appeared with the bhav. Bhav means inner mood, inner feeling of love. And duti means brilliance of her complexion. And Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Radharani's complexion is fair. Her complexion
is kumkumapta kanchanabja. Actually, her complexion cannot be compared to anything material. It's a pure transcendental complexion. Just as Krishna's complexion, dark, it cannot be compared to anything. The only thing that it can be compared to, or poetically it has been compared to, is the monsoon cloud. Navanirada nindita kanti dharam. And similarly, Radharani's complexion has been compared to kumkum apto kanchanabjo garbohari gaurava. Kumkum is the red liquid that the ladies put on their forehead. It's very red. And when that color, when kumkum is blended with molten gold, the complexion, the color that is produced out of that combination of kumkum and gold, that is the complexion of Srimati Radha. So, and then the third verse that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami included in Chaitanya Charitamrita straight from Sharup Damodar, revealing the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho Banui Bashadva Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo Shokhan Chasho Madanu Bhavato Kidrisho Beti Lohad Shochigarpa Sindho Horindu. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho. Krishna wanted to know what is the glory of Radharani's love for him. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho Banui Bashadva Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Modiyo. What kind of madhurima, what kind of sweetness is there in me that attracts Radharani so much? Shokhan chasho madanu bhavato. And loving me, what kind of pleasure Radharani enjoys? Now, Krishna became greedy, beti lobhad. Krishna became greedy, Krishna became very eager to understand these three things that he could not understand as Krishna. Even as Krishna, he could not understand these three things. So, in order to understand these three things, he appeared with the mood of Srimati Radha. Shokhan chasya madanu bhavatu kidrisho beti lobhan shochi garbha sindhu horindu. He appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the ocean of the womb of Mother Sachi. The moon of Chaitanya rose. The moon actually rose from the ocean. After the milk ocean was churned by the devotees and demons, by the demigods and demons. You know that story? The Mandar mountain? They wanted to get the demigods wanted to get the nectar. So the nectar could be obtained only by churning the milk ocean. So they made an alliance with the demons, asuras. They said, let's churn the milk ocean and get the nectar. So the demons said, okay, fine, let's do that. It's a joint endeavor, coalition. And so then they got the Mandar mountain and as the churning rod. And they got the Mandar mountain as the churning rod. They got Nagaraj Vasuki as the rope. Because in India, the churning is done by the churning rod and there's a rope and they pull the rope so that makes the churning rod rotate. And that's how. And then Lord as Kurma, Krishna as Kurma became the pivot on which the churning rod was resting. And so they started to churn the milk ocean. And you know, like when it was, when the churning was going on, first came out the poison called halahal. And that poison was about to destroy the whole world. So, upon Krishna's request, Lord Shiva drank that ocean, drank that
ocean of poison. And he held it on his neck, and his neck became blue due to the effect of poison. That's why another name of Lord Shiva is Nilakanta. And then various things came up from that ocean, from churning of the milk ocean. Dhanvantari came with the pot of medicine. Urvashi came, the dancing girl of the heavenly planets. Then Uccheshava, a horse came. Oidavat came, the elephant of Indra. And then another thing came, was the moon. The moon came and went up to the sky. Then finally came the nectar. I think it was, who carried the nectar? Was it Lakshmi Devi? No, Mohini bewildered the demons. He was distributing. The demigods and demons started to fight over the thing, over the pot of nectar. So then Krishna came as Mohini Murti, and he picked up the pot and he said that I will distribute it. And seeing him, and seeing that beautiful Mohini, the demigods, the demons became all enchanted. And she actually bewildered the demons and gave the nectar to the demigods. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami. Jai. Any question? আমি ভাবছিলাম তুমি এক কাজ করতে পারো, ওদেরকে নিয়ে সোজা ইয়ের ওখানে চলে যাও, হ্যাঁ ওই গোপীনাথ খুন্টিয়ার ওখানে, ওখানে ওদের প্রসাদ পাইয়ে দিও, হ্যাঁ তাহলে ওখানে নিয়ে আসতে হবে। কে এটাই বলছে? তোমরা এখন যাবে, চলে যাও।
আচ্ছা
The mood of Radharani for becoming
Kamila. Yeah, Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, he doesn't have the access to understand the mood of the enjoyed. So that's why he has to take up the mood of enjoyed or mood of a devotee. And then he experiences. And that's why he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna became a devotee in order to understand how a devotee feels by offering his devotion to him. So, okay, if there is no more questions, then we can go into Damodar Ashtakam.